VO3 is the latest video creator developed by Google DeepMind, officially unveiled at the Google I/O conference in May 2025. The current version of VO3 limits the length of clips to 8 seconds, but creates them together with sound and dialogue to match the scenes on screen. Here, I will try to test this briefly, but the videos generated will be about electronics. We will test how AI imagines soldering wires, working with Arduino or there, connecting a VGA monitor to the computer. But first, some information about the VO3. The VO3 is a paid model. The current price list is available here. At the moment, there are 3 plans available, with prices ranging from $50 to $200 per month, although you can get a discount if you purchase a year. Each plan limits videos to 8 seconds in length and resolution to 1080p. The cheapest plan does not allow commercial use of the clips. Only from the $100 level onwards is this allowed. Each plan gives you a certain amount of credits per month. For $50, you get 7,500 credits. A 720p video costs 20 credits, and 1080p already costs 100 credits. Credits reset every month. Examples of generated videos can be seen on the YouTube channel from Google. Examples of this type of video are plenty all over the internet, and they are now flooding social media en masse, and often real videos are provided. But that's not what I wanted to write about here. Here are the videos generated especially for you, electronics through the eyes of AI. We used ChatGPT and a $100 VO3 subscription for the prompts. Soldering wires. Connecting a monitor to VGA. Connecting a monitor to VGA. Working with Arduino. Dot. And this is what the soldering looks like with the Arduino. Dot. It looks like the stock electronics videos are still safe. Check the box. Break tab. Break tab. But does it matter? The market for such videos is tiny, and no one is likely to make tutorials and guides to soldering with AI. VO3 does a great job with commercials, and that's where I expect redundancies and cost reductions to be most immediate. In my opinion, the generated videos are just fine for many applications, such as promotional videos, for example. And I don't think many people would want to create them manually yet. And what is your opinion? Or have you already used VO3? P.S. I realize this has been a slightly looser and less technical topic than usual, but the prospect of showing you these AI videos was just too tempting.